Jonah was on a roll now and needed no encouragement to keep on telling his story.
But I couldn't just walk away like the people does now, you know. It was what they call, we were slaves. We belonged to people. They'd sell us like they sell horses and cows and hogs and all that. Have an auction bench, and they'd put you up on the bench, and bid on you just same as you bid on cattle, you know? Selling women, selling men, all that. Then, if they had any bad ones, they'd sell them to the black traders. What they called the black traders. And they'd ship them down south and sell them down south. But, oh, otherwise, if you were a good person, they wouldn't sell you. But if you was bad and mean, they would want to beat you and knock you around. And then they'd sell you what they called the black trader. They'd have a sale every month, you know, at the courthouse. And then they'd sell you and get $200, $100, $500.
The children had stopped fidgeting and moving around the fire. Jonah now had the attention of all of them.
Oh, they had a terrible time. Husbands, wives, families, all violently separated, torn apart. Sold to different place, probably never to meet again. Colored people that's free ought to be awful thankful. When I was in slavery, you can't never do what you want. Now that I's freed, man, I can tell me what to do, nobody else. Now in these times, y'all here can do whatever you want. You can choose which way you go down that road.
Jonah smiled at them with that toothless grin again. The children witnessed his big smile melt into a very long, sad face. He took a deep breath and began again.
If I thought, had any idea, that I'd ever be a slave again, I'd take a gun and just end it all right away. Because you're nothing but a dog. You're nothing but a dog. Night never come out. You had nothing to do. Time to cut to back. They want you to cut all night long out in the field, you cut. And if they want you to hang all night long, you hang to back. Didn't matter about you tired, being tired. You're afraid to say you're tired. They just say, well, work.
Jonah drifted off into a private memory, and by the dim light of the fading fire, you could see his eyes water. After a long pause, Jonah took a deep breath and gave out a long sigh. He used his pipe once again as a pointer and motioned up to the heavens.
When Papa died, it left us small children just to live on whatever people choose to give us. I was bound out for $1 a month, and my mama used to collect the money. Children couldn't spend money when I come along. In fact, when I come along, young men couldn't spend no money until they was 21 year old. And then when you was 21, why then you could spend your money. But if you wasn't 21, you couldn't spend no money.
Jonah pulled his pockets inside out to show he still did not have any of his own money. The children all laughed.
And my mama, she bound us out for $1 a month. And we stay there maybe a couple of years. And she'd come out over and collect the money every month. And $1 was worth more then than $10 is now. And I and the men used to work for $1 a month, $12 a year. Used to hire that away. And now you can't get a man for $5 a month. You paying a man now $5 a month, he don't want to work for it.
There was a long pause. Finally, someone broke the silence.
You're not getting tired, are you, Jonah?
When he did not answer right away, all who were still awake assumed the answer was yes. But after taking a long breath and looking around at who was still up, Jonah began again.
I was thinking about, now you know how we serve the Lord when I come along, a boy. We would go to someone's house, and we didn't have no houses like they got now, you know. We had these, what they call log cabins. And they have one old colored man, maybe one would be there. Maybe he'd be as old as I am. And he'd be the preacher. Not as old as I am now, but he'd be the preacher. And then we all sat down and listened to him talk about the Lord. Well, he'd say, I wonder, sometimes you say, I wonder if we'll ever be free. Well, some of us would say, we're going to ask the Lord to free us.
Jonah folded his hands together, closed his eyes, and he began to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread, just like in that day. Deliver us not from temptation, but deliver us from sinning and forever dying. Oh, calling on our God this night.
John opened his eyes and raised his hands to the sky.
Whereas old time days, calling down on all of you this night, calling on you holy, holy days. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Your mercy keeps us going. Sometime up. Sometime we are down, Lord. Oh, Lord, prophet, give me. We are poor, tore down. Oh, Lord King, help us round and roundabout way this evening for Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Your mercy give us strength. Oh, calling on our Lord God this night. Oh, Lord, up there in heaven. Oh, Lord, take us there, oh, Lord. We don't want to wear these chains. Oh, what you need. Put it in the trust of the same God of Israel.
Jonah braced himself with his hands on his knees and stood up slowly. He looked around for some more wood to put on the fire. Large sparks hurled themselves skyward when he tossed on more fuel and brought the fire back to life. The light from the flames lit up the faces of the listeners, and to his surprise, all eyes were open. Almost at once, two children asked the same curious question.
Just how old are you, Jonah?
He had a great big toothless smile when he answered them.
I really don't know. I was born in slavery. Now, I can't tell you my own age. You know why I say I don't really like to talk about it? I don't know my own age, but I was born in slavery. I didn't born free. I born in the old slavery. That's the time I come up.
Jonah relit his pipe. He took a big puff and blew out a perfect white smoke ring. Then poked his finger right through the center of it as he began to finish his storytelling.
I was born in Africa. And come to the United States. You see, that was in slavery time. They sold the colored people. And they bringing them from the Africa. And they brought me from Africa. I was a boy child.
As the children listened, Jonah told them how he, an African man, had came to America.
All of the captive colored people on a slave ship had a very bad time.
Jonah experienced this not only as a slave, but also as a small, motherless child chained to adults that were fighting for food and water. They kept the men and women separated on the slave ship. Jonah had to fight for survival as a small child chained to men that wanted to kill him for his rations. He spoke with a real fear in his voice.
The colored folks wanted to throw me off the boat coming from Africa. The mother colored say, "Throw him overboard." I was in cuffs. Just a sprout boy child chained in cuffs. They all shout that the black traders throw him overboard. Let the damn whale swallow him like he done Jonah.
Jonah could hardly contain his anger. It was only the innocent faces of the children that held him back.
Hadn't have been, colored one wanted to throw me off. Hadn't have been for the captain of the boat. Captain of the boat was a white man, but the colored is the one wants to throw me off the boat. The colored people always did hate me from a child. Bringing me from Africa, the colored wanted to throw me off the boat. They say, "Throw him overboard, cuz. Throw him overboard. Let the cuz just go feed the whale."
Another puff, another smoke ring, and he continued.
They bring us from Africa. Liberia, Africa. Where I was brought from. They put in the United States. Me know, the southern people bought colored folk. Put you up on a block and sell you. Bid you off. Highest bidder gets you. Highest bidder gets you. And they got to mistreating them so.
Jonah was a little calmer now as he spoke.
Oh, I was when they went to New Orleans, that's where they sold the people. The man that raised me, he'd buy me. The man raised me, buy me. They would try to put you up on the block to sell you. He was Master Jake. The man was Master Jake. He named me Jonah. That's the name I go in now. Jonah, he named me. Jonah, because them coloreds want to toss me to that whale. I got my last name some time ago, later.